A group of Richmond residents were concerned by more than just speeding at a city-hosted forum on Wednesday evening. At Hamilton Community Center, City of Richmond staff had poster boards of renderings of potential solutions to stop motorists from speeding along Westminster Highway in Hamilton, while answering questions and taking feedback from residents on their road-related concerns. Lloyd B., director of transportation with the city, said regular complaints about speeding were made to the city and is looking for ways to both reduce the current speed limit of 50 km per hour in the area and to introduce other traffic calming measures. There's been a number of people complaining about speeders largely on Westminster Highway, and we're having discussions about this in council, said B. Major speed zones that were highlighted to us were near Gilley and Westminster Highway, playground areas and Cranberry Children's Center. However, residents were more concerned about the increasing number of commercial trucks that have been driving through the neighborhood. Jason Lee, a longtime Hamilton resident, does not deny speeding as a problem, but commercial trucks driving through the neighborhood in addition to the speeding have created more problems like potholes and deteriorating road conditions on Westminster Highway. You would hear the bangs of the trucks when they hit those potholes and damage the roads even more with the speed they are coming through the area, said Lee. Commercial trucks have the option to take Highway 91A through Queensboro to get to where they need to go, and we just don't see why they need to go through the neighborhood. Trucks doing U-turns. Another resident voiced seeing commercial trucks making a U-turn on Westminster Highway near the Hamilton Senior Care Center. B explained that Westminster Highway is a major roadway in the network that connects New Westminster and Richmond, but TransLink also works with the city to maintain the road. We can restrict the trucks, but it means we need to tell TransLink to take Westminster Highway out of the major road network, said B, adding maintenance funding would come out of the city's regular budget without the help of TransLink. However, it would still be a council decision. Residents suggested having more enforcement by Richmond RCMP and commercial vehicle safety enforcement for speed checks in the area would make it safer, rather than just changing the speed limit. The City of Richmond is encouraging all Hamilton residents to complete an online survey with all their concerns, and once feedback is compiled, it will be shared through Let's Talk Richmond. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts for our letter section to editor@richmond-news.com.